Well, you know, you have, I'm not going to call out any names, but you have like brand X, brand Y, brand Z, Nationwide. You don't want, you know, what can you say about Nationwide that differentiates your company from other companies?
Well, most auto policies are tend to be similar. Home insurance policies are similar in a lot of ways and should be. You know, full replacement cost, that's usually a given with a lender requires a full replacement cost. Now, sometimes you can get a policy that's called actual cash value, which is not typically what you want to do.
Why and, not?
Well, it just, it does not cover things for full replacement cost, hence the name.
Okay.
So, okay. But Nationwide offers a little extra water coverage, and I say a little being funny, but They cover what is called slow seepage water coverage. All policies have sudden discharge of water. Like, say, for example, if your hot water heater burst and flood your home.
Or
that's a
washing
typical,
machine, yeah. Refrigerator, something like that.
Yeah, dishwasher. Yeah, if it's a sudden discharge, hence the name. So, but slow seepage covers if there's a slow leak somewhere that goes undetected for a long period of time, and it can cause extensive damage and or mold.
Right.
So, and sometimes, you know, in that case, you have to move out, and you know, it's a long process to get your home back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, very expensive, it can be a very expensive claim.
So if you make that type of claim and you do have to move out for, you know, whatever, like a month or whatever, 3 months, 5 months, whatever ends up being, does Nationwide assist the homeowner in, you know, rent costs at another place?
Absolutely.
For example.
Loss of use.
Okay. Wow, that's terrific.
And there are other companies that offer that. However, ours is built into our quote. And what from what I understand, from what I've been told, you have to ask for it.
That's like having to ask for ketchup on my burger.
That's right.
Like, that's ridiculous.
That's correct.
Okay. Very good.
And a lot of people don't know that they don't have it, which is kind of sad. When that, I've had friends that actually occurred to their families, and they did not know that they were not covered for that.
Wow.
Very sad.
Well, I mean, something like that could probably be very expensive, and you know, you'd hate to get blindsided with something like that. I mean, what's the actual cost? You know,
extremely
ballpark.
Well, we when we send
are
out,
are you talking about like thousands of dollars?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, when our office sends out a home insurance quote, they will stress the fact that our policy covers slow seepage, and it could be up to $60,000.
Okay.
That claim could.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, you were talking to us. You know, you came to our sales agent meeting at Scott Allison Real Estate
and brought really yummy food.
Oh, you did bring terrific food. It did not go to waste. It did not go to waste. You know, our agents were kind of talking about the pre-inspection. You know, I can't stress that enough. That pre-inspection is such an important thing.
It is.
And Nationwide, it's a big deal for you guys. You know, brand X, Y, and Z, maybe not so much. But our agents seem to really like that y'all do that. And so to anyone listening, you know, buyers, sellers, that kind of thing, I would encourage you to think about and consider Nationwide, because that pre-inspection is such a big principle for that company.
Well, you don't have to worry about getting in your home, getting settled in after the horror of all the process.
Right.
But I have a lot of people that tell me that they'll never do never buy another house, but we know that's not true.
Yeah.
Once it's like having a baby. Once you get it all over with, it's all done, and they grow up, and it's all good.
I think the average homeowner stays in their home for like 7 years, about 5 to 7 years before they
exactly
move on to the next, you know, build some equity and upgrade.
By the time that all the that process is out of their mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it doesn't take long, and you know, it'd be a shame if you got into a home and found some type of defect that you didn't see before. All of a sudden, it's a problem, and it's not covered by your policy.
Well, what typically happens is they get into their home, and they're mailed a letter that says, "We're canceling your insurance because we finally came out and did the inspection after you closed, and your roof is bad. Mm-hmm. It's not acceptable. It's not insurable. So unless you get it replaced, we're canceling your policy."
Wow.
So that's what they're faced with, and that's devastating. And or, let's say...
Well, no,
say
it's like, why did I buy insurance?
Exactly. Well, or they get into their home, 6 months, we have a, you know, in 6 months or a month or whatever, we have a big storm, mm-hmm. And they have... They have a claim. They make a claim, and it's denied due to pre-existing conditions.
Right.
Because there wasn't a pre-inspection.
Well, you seem to know it all. Can you give us your contact information, please, Liz?
I can. My cell number, which is the best way to get a hold of me, is 469-450-8800. 469-450-8800.
And you answer it all the time, right?
All the time. Except for right now.
Well, I want to thank you for being here with us today, Liz.
Thank you, Rob.
Hope you have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.